afternoon. Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, America's Heroes Group. I'm Cliff Kelly, and of course, it is November 23rd, 2019. I'm the host. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith. Our digital media producer is Manny Corazzari. America's Heroes Group Roundtable with partner Veterans Business Project. And we are so pleased to have on our live line Mr. Dale Eisenberg. He is the son of a World War II pilot and co-founder and CEO of Veterans Business Project. Always we have also on here Lynn Lauder. They've both been with us before. They're just great people. Major U.S. Marine veteran, co-founder and co-CEO of the Veterans Business Project. How are you, gentlemen?
Good afternoon. Great. Cliff, how are you?
Good. I'd be better if you were here.
Next time I can be, and I intend to be. So thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you folks. I'm teasing you because you come in so, and we just love what you do. So who wants to start off?
Well, you want to jump in, Lynn?
Dale, go ahead. Take the lead. I've got some stuff too.
Let me tell you a little bit about what's going on since we last met. I want to thank you, Cliff and Wanda, for having us on. And as a result of the last time we were on last month, we had several new people that registered their business and veterans looking to get into their own business. And it's been great having you as a platform to get the word out. So I wanted to thank you for that.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'll give you a little quick overview. We do this each time.
Right.
As to what we do. And our mission is really just to get veterans into business for themselves. And we offer a number of different things to a veteran. Once they've registered with us, and I'll give you our site and phone number in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But once they register, we offer free business matchmaking for veterans, spouses, and their children.
Mm-hmm.
We offer a success manager, which is pretty much what I do, and we pair them off with each veteran. We then, after that, we help establish a plan of action. We also offer ongoing mentoring through the entire process from start to finish to get the business acquisition finished. And where needed, we assist with helping to find funding. You know, as you know, without that, it's
right.
It's all theory.
Right.
So let me throw out our website real quick, and I'll do it now, and if you want it again later, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's veteranbusinessproject.org. Our phone number is 833-883-8249. Did you get it?
All right. Repeat
okay.
it.
833-883-8249.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's the veterans, the title of the
business project phone number, correct?
Yeah. Okay. BUS. Yeah. Business.
So we've had a lot going on since we last talked. Lynn will fill you in as well. We discussed last time the two Navy veterans we helped to get a loan for over $200,000
mm-hmm.
from a local Chicago bank, and they are now operating. Well, they just took the boat out of the water, but they took a 1935 retired Chicago fireboat, and it's a tour boat. It's outrigged, and they now are operating in the Chicago River and lakefront. So that's pretty exciting, and we have a couple other deals that are going through for veterans, including one in New York who's a 100% disabled veteran who we're going to be helping with a water system business. So with that, I think that's pretty much bringing you up to date on what I've been doing on my end. I know Lynn is downstate, and he was working with some mayors down in his neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn, you want to add to that?
Yeah, yeah. Before we go to Lynn, I just want to say, Dale, that's a great job. You've done a lot since we last talked. That's great.
Well, thanks. And yeah. I have to tell you, it's nice when we get a response shortly after we've done the show with you. So that
great.
We appreciate great. That, and we're yeah. happy to let you know it's working.
That's great. That is great to hear. That's what we want to know, that the show, America's Heroes Group, is really getting. That's why we're here, as you know.
Yep.
Yeah, so to know that it's working, that's great. All right. You want to go right ahead, Len?
Sure, Clint. Yeah. Thank mm-hmm. you. And I want to echo what Dale said a moment ago, Cliff. You're an airborne soldier, 82nd Airborne.
Mm-hmm.
Want to thank you as a brother veteran for all you have done for veterans and what you continue to do for veterans and their families moving forward. There's words and then there's action, and veterans are all about action. So we really want to thank you for keeping the message out there for veterans and helping them in the many multiple ways that you do. So bless you for that.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Dale, I wanted to add one more thing, and that is that we made national TV recently on the it was the Fox Business Channel profiled us and the Chicago fireboat deal that Dale just talked about, and they profiled us, it was twice on Thanksgiving Day. So it was wonderful to get the word out there, you know, again and again. It's helpful. We keep the drumbeat alive because, as you know, we have people coming out at all times.
Mm-hmm.
So we want them to be aware, and we want really to match those two pairs, veterans, spouses, and their dependents looking to get into business with existing business owners that are looking to sell. Since we last talked, the statistics are now out from the SBA, and we have some challenges in terms of the veteran community as well as the non-veteran community with current small business owners, Cliff. It was, I think it was a study even 6 years ago, had the current owners of veteran businesses were over 65 at that point, and now we have 50% that are over 72 years of age. And they really, many of them have no succession plan. What are we going to do with our business? Are we going to, are we just going to have to shut it down?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way we can find a buyer if the kids don't want it, family members don't want it, and so forth? Well, because of that, and the trend that's occurred in our nonprofit, that's really why we're where we're at right now, is that we are trying to really make sure that we can help these current business owners also have a succession plan, which means sell their business.
Mm-hmm.
But if they can, and if we can find a veteran to do so, we'd like to have that veteran have the opportunity to take a look at existing businesses that are viable, that have, you know, cash flow, customers, and the whole bit. You can always try and start a business, but we think the smarter play, if it can be done,
mm-hmm.
is for the veteran to find a business that really it makes them enthusiastic and gets their attention. And then we work with them to get them into that existing business, and as Dale said, get it. We manage the whole process all the way through to the sale and afterwards on to coaching on an ongoing basis. So now with this trend that we have in America, we have actually been meeting with people in the state of California. They've got 250,000 veterans out there and a whole bunch of veteran businesses that are facing this issue. So we find ourselves also now in Missouri, and we've been downstate here in Illinois, and now with the entire state of California, educating people as to the problem and also working to provide them a solution to that problem, Cliff. So that's one thing we've been doing. Let me stop there because we have another one, too, I want to tell you about in a bit.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't want to keep hogging the airwaves.
No. This is great information, Len, because a lot of folks don't have any idea. You know, I can see why you made national TV and so forth. If there's another organization that does what you gentlemen do, I don't know anything about it. And it's just great because it's so comprehensive. You know, what you've got something for everybody.
You know, Cliff, it just makes sense. Like I said, we were just kind of pulled into this because over time, more and more current business owners came to us to see if we could help them find a veteran or veterans mm-hmm. that would be interested mm-hmm. in buying their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So now where this has particular application, we talked about it, Cliff, and thank you for allowing us to do so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the 9 years following World War II, we had 49.7% of our veterans that got into business for themselves became small business owner operators. Today, it's 4.5%. The challenge has been lack of access to capital. They mm-hmm. can't get a business loan.
Mm-hmm.
So we came across this Department of Treasury program called the Community Development Financial Institutions Fund. It is designed, it's been around, Cliff, for 4 decades.
Wow.
And it's designed for inner city and rural areas. Mm. One of the things that I hope that the audience here is picking up is that if you are a current business owner or you know someone who is, please recommend our site to them. We would love to have the chance to have them register on our site, and we will do our utmost to see if we can get a veteran or spouse or veteran's dependent involved and interested in taking over their business. Now, inner city Chicago, for instance, is a prime area for this. The south side of Chicago, we are so wanting to get down there mm-hmm. and to make people aware that we don't need to have, we don't want to have businesses closing down. We want to keep these businesses viable and serving the community. I've got a wonderful story to tell you in a bit here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Cliff, since we've seen you last, in the last 10 days, I have met with groups of mayors in downstate Illinois. I'm from East Central Illinois, and I have met with them and told them about the program and that there are ways here that we can keep these businesses going, that people can sell their business, go on and retire in dignity. We bring our veterans, spouses, dependents in there, do the matchmaking, get the business transferred over properly so that both parties are pleased and the young veterans have a future, and off we go. Recently, it was 2 days ago, we talked to a guy named Ernesto Ciroli, Cliff. He has the second most popular TED talk on the internet that ever has been made. Ernesto is from Italy, spent a lot of time in Africa helping people stand up businesses. He's done it in Australia. He's done it virtually all over the world. He's credited with having stood up 55,000 small businesses with a 94% plus success rate.
Wow.
He's a phenomenal man.
Mm.
And he is close friends with a guy who is now our chief strategy officer. His name is Jim Wong, fellow from who immigrated from China, came over here with his family, served in the United States Marine Corps in combat, and has been successful in business for quite a while. Jim is a wonderful Marine and man and friend to us and to veterans. Jim knows Ernesto, so we talked to Ernesto the other day about the inner city situation
mm-hmm.
and about rural. Downstate, Cliff, 65% of our veterans now live in small town and rural America, by the way.
Wow.
So there are veterans all over the place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, here's the story he told me, and this is what I really wanted to get to, and then I need to shut up.
No, you don't. But, go ahead.
Ernesto told me about a situation he was aware of they worked on. It was a lady from Minnesota who had a friend in right there at the junction or right there in the area of North and South Dakota where they meet together. You know, the winters are harsh out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty rough territory. She heard from a friend who lived in that area that there was a very popular bakery in this small town that was going to shut down. So she went, she drove out there to this area right on the border of North and South Dakota. She looked at this bakery. She was fascinated with it. She always wanted to own a bakery. So she went and she talked to the owner and said, older fellow, I'd love to own your bakery. I'd love to have this bakery. I can't do it. I just don't have any money. So he said, well, let's talk about it. So what she ended up doing was a lease purchase agreement, Cliff, and this is some of what we do. So people can pay on the lease, and a part of that lease can also be applied to a down payment, or a payment rather, on the actual business itself. So you're sort of renting to own, if you will, for lack of a better word.
Yeah,
you own it, but you're going to pay it over time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, across the street is a laundromat in a small town. And what was happening in the winter is people would go over there, and they would be using the laundromat. And while their clothes were being washed and dried and so forth, they would walk across the street inside the bakery where it was really warm. And they would buy, you know, pastries and so forth. So this young lady now is now, she's the owner of this bakery. She decides, you know, I think I'm going to put some tables in here, and I'll start serving coffee, too.
Oh, that's
so now,
great.
Now, Flip, she's got a small like breakfast cafe thing going. Well, then the guy next door owns this building or this space and comes in and talks to her and says, you know, in the back of that place, it used to be a pizza parlor, but it's been out of business a while. Would you be interested in that?
Oh, wow.
So she, what she did is she then purchased that place and knocked a hole in the wall between the bakery and the cafe and the pizza place. The heat from the bakery helps heat the pizza place.
Oh, my goodness.
And now,
this is amazing.
She basically has got, in effect, four businesses, Cliff. The bakery and the cafe or the coffee shop.
Yeah.
In the front of it, then she's got the pizza parlor next door, and she bought the laundromat across the street.
You know,
shut that down.
What you're talking about is just wonderful, and I'm sure most people don't know about the Department of Treasury program. And you said that would include inner city Chicago, right?
Yes,
absolutely correct, Cliff.
Yeah,
we want to meet with as many people as we can to talk about the program and keep these businesses going.
And our last couple of minutes here, I'm sorry, Linda. Please give my listeners, because I'm sure there are people listening right now to you that really want to make sure they can reach you. So say that again now. Okay, tell us.
You're talking about our website?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. The best way to reach you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is veteranbusinessproject.org.
Mm-hmm.
And our phone number is 833-883-8249.
Okay, that is great. veteranbusinessproject.org. And the number is 833-883-8249. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep.
Listen, you gentlemen, you know, I know what you're doing, but it's working, isn't it?
Cliff, it absolutely
is.
Yeah.
I mean, we are, you know, our platform is, or visibility rather, is growing thanks to you, some other little media along the way here we've been able to get. And then in the veteran community, by word of mouth as well, this model applies all across the country. What we don't need is more storefronts in inner city America and in rural America is going dark and shutting down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We need to keep these communities and their economies viable, and we can do it. Here's the other thing, Cliff. We get veterans who own businesses. We've learned a lot from the Vietnam days. So we're not out there disrespecting veterans. In fact, the other way around.
Not. Right.
We really are in their corner, so we tell people, I told these mayors of these downtown areas there, and they knew it. I said, you know, you put veterans in these stores, people are going to support them. they're going to help them. Let's keep this. Let's keep the money in the neighborhoods. Let's keep the money in the in the in the communities. I'm not negative to business at all, but it's, at least insofar as inner city and small towns are concerned, Cliff, I tell people Costco and Walmart have made enough.
Okay. Lynn Dale, thank you both. Great job. Hope to see you soon. All right.
Okay. Well, all right. Thank you soon. Have a great holiday.
And you also, to you and your families. All right. Great. That's wonderful information. 5:30. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the American Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlement. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services.
We're located at 7907 South Racine in Chicago, Illinois.
And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Let's go.